It's time for the Frosty Report on Star 97.7.
Oh, yeah. Every Thursday morning, we welcome Frosty from Frost Farms in Town Hill for the Frosty Report, and this is going to be a jam-packed edition. Welcome, Frosty.
Good morning. Good morning.
Yes, we had a question from Jennifer from Ocean's Call Cruises. She's got an issue with her marigolds, right?
Yep. It kind of looked from the picture that probably slugs or snails are getting to those, and I don't know if they're in a veggie bed, but we talked last, I think it was last week, the week before, about sacrificial plants. So hopefully if the slugs are eating those, they're not eating her other veggies, lettuce, things like that. So, but there's kind of only a few solutions to that. Hand picking them off, like you mentioned, Paul. Ew. Using those slug
sounds like
pellets.
Fun.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah. There's pellets or that copper wiring.
Yep, you can use that. And the old standby was always a pie pan with beer in it. So you can at least get the alcoholic slugs. but that usually used to work. They'd go right in there and drown.
So, all right.
Yeah. I like marigolds because they deter deer.
Also that, yeah.
Oh, that's wrong. Okay, that's good. I had a quick question about milkweed. I see more and more of these popping up in my front gardens. And I've read mixed reviews about it's good for the soil, leave them alone. I know they're good for the caterpillars, but should I leave them, pull them? What do you think?
The native ones spread pretty well, so you could, they were kind of impeding your landscape a little bit, you could pull them from there, but they are great pollinator plants, so definitely if you've got them in a field or in a good area, then leave them there.
Our town office gives away milkweed seeds during the winter to grow and attract monarchs.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Excellent. Well, that's good to know. I've got some that are growing where my sunflowers are hopefully coming up, so if they're good pollinators, I'll leave those there.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right.
So you've got a lot going on at Frost Farms. Father's Day weekend and something very special tomorrow. I noticed you have an event, Roses and Rosé, from 10 to 2 at Frost Farms. What is that all about, Frosty?
Yes. We've got one of our best rose growers coming tomorrow from 10 to 2. To talk about roses, pruning, care, any other questions you might have. So tomorrow we're going to do 10% off all roses and then 10% off rosé wines.
Ooh, nice.
Oh, look at that. They snuck that wine in again.
Yeah, absolutely. And then Father's Day weekend is here, which is a very important holiday. And we are going to have fruit trees, buy one, get one half off Friday, Saturday, and Sunday for dads.
What kind of fruit trees?
We've got apples, plums. We've got some really cool four-way apples, which is four types of apples grafted onto one tree.
Oh,
we've got cherries. Yeah.
Ooh, interesting.
I'd love to have a cherry tree. I could cut it down and I could not tell a lie.
This is a note to Stu's family.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, remember Dad's Day this Sunday. We were chatting how, Mother's Day is a big deal for an obvious reason. Mom is awesome, but so is Dad.
Right.
But people don't seem to make as big a deal out of Father's Day as they do Mother's Day. Let's start turning that around. Let's recognize Dad's greatness. Go to Frost Farms, get him one of these awesome fruit trees.
Yeah,
I like
or
that.
A big ribeye. If he's not a
pie
guy.
You've got ribeyes too.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they don't grow back every season though.
No, they don't.
All right, Frost Farms in Town Hill, frostfarmsmdi.com. Thank you, Frosty.
Thanks, guys.